that stemmed from a lack of natural resources, a highly stratified society, and systemic overpopulation. Dorn knew those things as he looked out over the endless concrete hovels, the smoke that spiraled up toward a polluted sky, and the rivers of filth that flowed toward the sea. He saw the conditions but didn't feel them. And why should he? Especially since he'd been born on another planet and sent to New Hope for an education, or as a way to get rid of him, he wasn't sure which. New Hope was little more than a prison, so far as he was concerned, having nothing to do with him or his future. The teenager looked around, verified that he was alone, and lit a stem stick. The smoke bit into his lungs, chemicals found their way into his bloodstream, and he felt better. The voice was unexpected and caused him to jump.
Mr. Voss? Are you there, Mr. Voss?
The title Mr. combined with the high piping voice was a dead giveaway. A first or second year student had been sent to find him. Dorn considered extinguishing the stem stick and decided against it. An underclassman wouldn't dare report him, and the news that he'd been smoking would enhance his already seedy reputation, a reputation that kept both students and faculty at bay. The rat, as the younger boys were known, was about 10 years old. He burst out of the undergrowth as if shot from a cannon. His hair was wet from the pool, his swimsuit was at least one size too large, and blood oozed from scratches on his arms and legs. His name was Wiley, or some such, and he looked scared.
Mr. Voss, come quick! The uppers grabbed Mr. Mundolo, and they're killing him!
Dorn was 17 years old and towered over the little boy. He took a drag from his stem stick and released the smoke the same way his favorite hollow hero always did. He didn't like the way the younger students were treated, but saw no reason to get involved.
Mr. Mundolo gets the crap beat out of him every day, so what's the big deal?
The blood,
the little boy said earnestly. It's all over the place and they keep hitting him. Dorn sighed, tried to convince himself to let the matter drop, and failed. He could have asked, why me? But he already knew the answer. Wiley and his fellow rodents couldn't go to the faculty, not with 100 years' worth of tradition staring them in the face. So, since Dorn had been nice to them, well, not nice exactly, but not mean either, they hoped he'd intervene. The senior added the stem stick to the collection of butts already scattered around the terrace and gestured toward the bushes.
Lead the way, rat, and you'd better be right.
The little boy dashed away, and Dorn followed at a more dignified pace. What if the little shit was exaggerating the way rats tended to do? Appearances were important, and he had an image to protect. His peers wouldn't appreciate meddling and could make his life miserable if they chose to. It took the better part of 5 minutes for Dorn to climb the stairs and make his way into the swim pavilion. He heard the beating before he saw it. The voice was loud and echoed off interior walls.
Hey, rat, take it like a man. What, you think I'm stupid? Faking won't work.
Dorn smelled chlorine and noted the water-slicked tiles as he passed through a gauntlet of frightened faces. The room had lacquer-lined walls and a bench that ran down the middle. Mist thickened the air. The rats came in all colors, shapes, and sizes. They stood in front of their lockers and shivered when the outside air hit them. Dorn took them in with a single glance, along with the pitiful, nearly unrecognizable creature who occupied the center of the room. Mundolo had been tied to a pillar, beaten senseless, and beaten again. His eyes were swollen shut, his lips were pulped, and contusions covered his torso. Dorn saw blood bubble as air passed between the boy's lips and gave thanks that he was alive. A pool of vomit mixed with urine surrounded the rat's feet and added to the room's already funky smell. The boy's tormentors, a group of uppers that the rats referred to as the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, turned toward Dorn. Confident smirks confirmed what Dorn had surmised. The coach was away and wouldn't return soon. Their leader, a sallow-faced youth named Kramer, waved a blood-stained hand.
Well, this is a surprise. The Voss man himself. What's up, Dorn? Come to join the fun?
Dorn shook his head.
No, a few laps, that's all. Are you finished here? I'd like to change.
Kramer looked skeptical.
You?